This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General William Barr will make his first congressional appearance today since receiving the Robert Mueller report. The House Budget Committee is expected to grill Barr about Special Counsel Mueller's report on possible cooperation between the Trump campaign and Russia. After Barr recently sent Congress that four-page summary of Mueller's findings, Democrats want the full, unredacted report and all the supporting evidence. Tomorrow will be Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen's final day on the job after President Trump announced her resignation on Sunday. Some say she was pushed to resign. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said yesterday,
"I had a chance to speak with Secretary Nielsen today. I wish her well. This mission down at the border is incredibly important."
He spoke on Fox News. Virginia beats Texas Tech in the men's college basketball championship last night. And this is USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional.
A Maryland man who planned an ISIS-style attack at the National Harbor just outside Washington, D.C. is due in court today. And USA Radio's John Clemens has more.
The National Harbor is a waterfront development of restaurants, retail outlets, and hotels in Maryland just outside the nation's capital. Prosecutors say 28-year-old Rondell Henry wanted to create panic and chaos by using a stolen U-Haul van to drive over as many people as possible. Prosecutors also say Henry had hatred for disbelievers. Authorities were able to find his phone that featured images of the ISIS flag with a series of beheading videos.
A federal judge in California temporarily blocking the Trump administration's policy of returning some asylum seekers to Mexico. The San Francisco judge saying the injunction takes effect on Friday. The administration started sending some Central American asylum seekers who came to the border back to Mexico to await their asylum proceedings. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New meaning to the term repeat offender. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story.
It is definitely ripe for filing in a folder marked stupid criminal stories, as a Florida man is facing charges after allegedly burglarizing vehicles in a jail parking lot just seconds after he was released from custody after being in jail on grand theft allegations. That's not actually the suspect, 37-year-old Michael Casey Lewis, but rather an incredible recreation. St. Lucie County authorities rearrested him after he was seen pulling on car doors in the St. Lucie County Jail parking lot and now faces even more charges. He has been released again on bond. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Turning now to the economy. For the eighth week in a row, the price of gasoline on the rise. USA Radio's John Clemens with details.
That price is now up 6 cents over figures from last week, with the national average now at $2.75 a gallon. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us some states are really feeling the pinch at the pump.
California takes the crown with the nation's priciest average at $3.79 per gallon, followed by Hawaii at $3.47. There are now six states with an average price back over the $3 per gallon mark.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
To observe the world of politics and just have fun here. I mean, Alec Baldwin says he's thinking about running for president. Really? Okay. Maybe that part-time acting on Saturday Night Live has kind of gotten to him, and maybe the juice has gotten a little bit heavy. I don't know. Maybe he's just playing with us. I don't know. But between that and all the other Democratic hopefuls, in their circular firing squad, as former President Barack Obama put it, raising money. Let's see who ends up being the last man standing. Eric Swalwell is the latest, so I guess you figure it's the only way for him to get some additional airtime because, the Mueller thing pretty much ran that in the ground, and we'll see what else happens because Bill Barr is going to Congress today to explain why four pages is just the beginning and for everybody to, be patient instead of insisting on so much. But that's not all they're insisting on. They want President Trump's taxes. He already filed a financial report, which is what he had to do when he ran for president, but that's not enough. But Dr. Paul Kangor is with us. He's a professor of political science and executive director of the Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College. Paul, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Good, Bill. Good to be with you.
Well, the Democrats are insisting, look, we want those taxes, got to have those taxes. I mean, and they were so responsible in handling the taxes of Mitt Romney, as you recall. Senator Harry Reid, who kind of laughed and gleefully expressed that, Mitt Romney didn't get elected president, and that part of the discussion and debate was the way Harry Reid had mischaracterized, Mitt Romney's tax report. And, of course, the Democrats somehow are supposed to have some new integrity and be able to handle the president's tax report as if I'm sure they didn't even read Obamacare, the 2,900 pages of Obamacare. You think they're going to deal with, the president's taxes in the same way?
Well, no, I don't expect any new integrity whatsoever. And, it's funny that we're talking about this because I was thinking last night, it just hit me when I was driving home on I-80 with my daughter from somewhere. And I remember, Bill, how the Obama IRS was used to go after so many conservative groups. So many conservative authors, and we've never gotten justice on that one.
Of course not.
That's really something that I wish the Republican Congress had looked into, and if somebody in the Trump administration right now could even look into that, because I got to tell you, I met dozens of really good friends at organizations. And I probably shouldn't say this on the air, but my taxes were held up for a little while too. I can't say that I was investigated. I'm not quite sure if that's what happened. But people that I knew who never had anything in their entire lives happen with the IRS, it all happened in those first 2 years of the Obama administration with the Democratic Congress. And I really wish that somebody would go back and find out what in the heck happened there, because that is really an abuse of federal government powers. That should not happen. And that's the kind of thing that the liberals said happened under Nixon. And then here they went in under Obama, and somebody somewhere had to have been doing something that wasn't right.
Well, we know Lois Lerner did, and then she was rewarded for it. You know, she got the golden parachute and exited stage left with all her money, as opposed to some other people involved with the FBI that may end up losing their retirement. But, you know, she goes off into the rosy pastures. And the thing is about this, Paul, whether or not they did or they didn't, it's just this is what the Democrats have done to the American people, is they put us all into the conspiratorial. And, you know, we all got to, you know, wear, you know, get fitted for tinfoil hats because of what they do. You know, whether we're talking, you know, Benghazi, you know, Hillary's emails, on and on, because, you know, of course, they always say, well, we want to make sure this never happens again. Well, if that's the case, well, why don't you guys, you know, step to the table here and bring the truth here once and for all, so we don't have to keep, you know, chewing on all this stuff. I mean, it's just that simple. And the thing is that galls me, you know, to your point, and we've been saying about this time and time again, I think there should be a study on this, because I believe that what the IRS did had to affect at least 6, if not 8 voting cycles. I mean, think about it, Paul. I mean, in the slow walk of, you know, of conservatives getting tax exemptions and things like that. I mean, these are just hardworking Americans that say, look, I want to do my civil duty. I want to participate in government. And what happens is the power of these three-letter agencies brought to you by the Barack Obama administration puts a stick in their spokes and discourages them. And that's what's happening today even. So it's just the same thing. I mean, if you're a Democrat, you're okay. If you're a Republican or conservative, you're not okay.
Yeah, and it's their tendency to criminalize policy disputes and differences. Mm-hmm. You and I are old enough to remember Iran-Contra in the 1980s, which was what the Reagan administration allegedly did was a violation of the Bolin Amendment, right? And what that really was a constitutional dispute over who had foreign policy making powers, the executive branch or the legislative branch. And so instead they pass a law in Congress, and then they try to determine if the Reagan administration violated it. And the Reagan administration's point was, well, Congress shouldn't have been able to tell us what to do on this to begin with anyway. They do that. And if anyone from the Trump administration is listening, you know, something that Donald Trump could really do that would be a truly signature item that would be genuinely radical and radical in a positive way, and truly memorable, would to do something dramatic like abolish the IRS. And mm-hmm. You know, I know that probably people are listening like, sure. But folks listening right now, probably the vast majority of which like Donald Trump, if in 2020, if 2020 were right now, the election, and you had to pick 3 or 4 things to convince people that Donald Trump did this great thing, and this is why he should get elected, I mean, what would you pick? You'd probably say things like the economy doing better, maybe some court picks, maybe the protection of religious liberty. I don't know if people even think that way, but you need a couple like Berlin Wall moments, right?
Right.
You need
exactly.
Not that abolishing the IRS would be maybe tantamount to the fall of the Berlin Wall, maybe in a way it would. But you need something like that that really hits the common man, right? Where people could say, yeah, Donald Trump abolished the IRS. I guarantee you even liberals would applaud that. I mean, Hollywood liberals would silently be cheering in the confines of their homes and offices that Donald Trump at least abolished the IRS. But back to your point on Naylor and friends, all they're doing is politicking. all the time.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
It's all they're doing.
Yeah, there's no legislation. They're the ones, they're the party on the outside that says we need to get control of the car and the keys once again. So trust us. Look at how good a job we're doing right now. They're doing everything they can to waste the people's money. And we'll talk more about that and cultural Marxism with Dr. Paul Kengor after this.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702. Now, and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702, and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Look, up in the sky, it's a bird.
It's a plane.
Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, he's wearing the cape again. You better be careful. Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like us. And Dr. Paul Kengor, professor of political science and executive director of the Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College. His latest book, Dupes, How America's Adversaries Have Manipulated Progressives for a Century. And, boy, I'll tell you, they continue to manipulate, do they not?
Yeah, no, they sure do. And, you know, manipulation is something that's gone on for a long time. And, you know, also, too, I think of, of a Marxist maxim: agitate, agitate, agitate. And yeah, that's what they're really good at doing. And it's really a shame that right now the situation with American politics. I mean, you know, politics is politics, right? But everything is just nonstop politics and about investigating this, investigating that, trying to find a way to frame up this or that in order to best position the party for the year 2020. You turn on CNN and, you know, Bill, I watch, I read all sides, and it is a shame to see CNN, which I know has always been liberal. I mean, I've known that for 30 years, but I mean, you turn it on now, there is no news there. The end for the news and the news network, it's strictly 24/7 Trump politics, which they see Donald Trump like a natural disaster, like a hurricane, right? News, Trump, whatever. And you can't even go there for basic information. I struggle with my students. My students will say to me, Bill, they'll say, look, where do I go to actually find out what's happening in the world? And it's not easy to figure out. BBC, well, BBC is very left wing, but at least you could turn that on and sometimes find out news about what's going on in the world. But it's just all politics. I remember mentioning again Reagan in the 1980s. There were some nasty political fights there as well. The liberals did what the liberals did. They would have impeached Reagan if they could have. But at least there were real substantive disputes and ideological debates. Right now, this is just kind of mind-numbing. It makes you just want to walk away from all of it.
Well, it's really it's bullying is what it comes down to, and you have to bully a bully. And this is what conservatives have to understand, is that, don't be overly sensitive, rely on the truth and reason, because what happens with progressives right now is that, their simple answer is, if you don't agree with me, it's kind of like, I gotta tell you, it was quite eye-opening for me, and I don't know why, and you might say, Bill, you should have seen this a long time ago. But I used to give some latitude to Marie Harf. She came from the Obama administration, so immediately that throws up a flag for me. But nonetheless, I thought, okay, seems to be a smart gal. Let's listen to what she has to say. But she said something this Sunday that was really quite revealing and disqualifying as far as I was concerned. And that is that she basically told the audience that the Democrat elites knew what they were doing, and I'm paraphrasing here, that they knew what they were doing, and that polls and the people's opinion didn't matter, that they were just going to have to come along because the Democrats know better, in so many words.
Right.
And I said, that's it. I mean, that is the Democratic Party. That's Barack Obama. That is all of them all rolled into one enchilada. And even though she seems to be an educated, sharp gal, this is their ideology. This is what drives them. And this is why 63 million people said no. We say yes to Donald Trump, and we're going to let him go in and turn some tables upside down and expose the corruption that has been taking place throughout our government and call these things into question. The challenge that we have is that we're running out of time. I mean, Donald Trump, 2 years, maybe more, less, 1.5 years left. If he gets reelected, James Carville says it's a fait accompli that he will get reelected. He's got too many things in his favor, as you were talking about. Do we have a Berlin Wall moment? And the Democrats are doing everything that they can to make sure a Berlin Wall moment doesn't occur under the Trump administration, because that's going to seal their fate. I mean, it's bad enough that they sit there with a straight face and try to somehow make you believe that the economy better than it was under 8 years. I mean, Barack Obama would have died to have a month, much less a year of 3% GDP growth that Donald Trump has had, in spite of all the negative advertisements and CNN political bashing. That's incredible. And I look at that field of Democrats, Paul, and I'm going, how many of them could handle 1 week of Donald Trump's adversarial attacks?
Well, and you're right. They think they know better too. And I like to tell my liberal friends that, hey, If you really want to know what elected Donald Trump, you guys did. And, you know, they mm-hmm. just gasp in horror. And I say, well, you nominated Hillary Clinton, right? I mean,
right.
Probably half the people that voted for Donald Trump voted for him not because they liked him, but just they wanted to stop Hillary Clinton. I mean,
you rigged the nomination for her anyway. I mean, it was obvious what they did to Bernie Sanders. I mean,
yeah.
And so people said, hey, that's not fair.
They may do that again to Sanders in 2020 because of their super delegate situation. And if they have a field of 16 candidates like the Republicans had, and right now I think it's like 208 have officially filed or something like that. But if they end up in a situation where Bernie Sanders, kind of like Donald Trump, kind of hangs on to a consistent 20, 25, 30% of the vote, while the other 15 all split the remaining 75, 80% of the vote, you run into a situation where they go into the convention. Where is it? Milwaukee, I think it's going to be. And mm-hmm. they could go into the convention where they don't have a candidate. And then it's going to be up to these so-called superdelegates, right?
Right.
You know, but liberals really believe in democracy, as they're always preaching right. all the time. And they might have to take it away from old Bernie again. And if that mm-hmm. happens, I mean, you could see a blow-up of the Democratic convention in 2020 like you saw in Chicago in 68. I mean,
exactly.
Yeah, people – and then if mm-hmm. that happens, well, guess what? They're going to elect Donald Trump again in 2020. Mm-hmm. It could be like 68 where Trump, you know, like Richard Nixon, becomes the law and order candidate who says, look, at least you can rely on me. I mean, my party and – my group's not insane. We're not overturning cars in the street. We could at least hold a convention together. So and here again too. I mean, there are choices for 2020. Who are you going to pick? Like your Democratic Socialist Light? You know, Democratic Socialist
yes, right.
1, 2, or 3, or 4. You know, but you know, which one do you want to pick? This is a field where. You know, Joe Biden would look like a right winger if he stepped into the race. This Pete Buttigieg.
Buttigieg. Yeah.
Yeah, they're talking about him as a traditionalist. This is a guy. This is a man with a husband.
Right. Right.
But
right.
You know, that's about as traditional. And he's going to be the party's traditionalist in 2020
right.
compared to everybody else. You know, yeah, probably when your choices are. Elizabeth Warren, Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, and then after all that's done in 2024, if she's old enough, Miss Socialist USA, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is going to be the heir apparent to the Democratic nomination. So,
well, let me tell you, this potentially, I mean, you imagine the Marxist heads are going to explode. If what this is all being set up is this is going to be a firestorm, Paul, because, you know, the way they're so bifurcated and they're each trying to top the other. I mean, there's reparations now, anything that goes into the people's money that they can buy votes on, you know, they're just throwing it out there. And but I'm telling you, the Marxists are seeing, I mean, there's blood in the water here, and if they don't get their way, all hell is going to break loose.
Yeah, well, a guy like Beto O'Rourke, I think conservatives should just follow him and pretend to be liberals and pitch out the craziest idea to him, and he'll endorse it. At this
yeah,
point
right,
in time, right?
Right?
Reparations, sure!
Oh, yeah, whatever, because you're going to define me. I don't have a message, so you tell me what kind of president you want me to be. That's me. I'm the guy. I mean, forget about people, candidates being controlled by K Street. Now they're controlled by ideologues whoever's got the big megaphone, right?
Yeah.
Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you, your politics is downstream of your culture. This just goes to tell you, no wonder the culture is at its wits' end. Dr. Paul Kengor, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Paul, always a pleasure. Appreciate it. Thank you for the time, buddy. You take care.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
You got it.
This report is brought to you by Facebook Marketplace. Springtime has long been associated with the act of decluttering, and this year, there's no doubt that many people will try to spark joy by parting with the items they no longer need. But why just toss those items when you could make some serious cash selling them online? And while you're at it, you can source locally for something to refresh your space. Yvette Rios is a TV host, lifestyle expert, and writer.
Spring is the perfect time to sell seasonal items, and you can start spring cleaning in minutes using apps you already have on your phone, like Facebook Marketplace. Just snap a few photos, write a brief description, and name your price. You can also give your home a new look by refreshing your space with home decor and furniture sourced locally. Type in what you're looking for, tables, artwork, mirrors, and more, then narrow it down by price and what's nearest to you.
For more information on how to start selling and buying, visit facebook.com/marketplace.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General William Barr will make his first congressional appearance today since receiving the Robert Mueller report. The House Budget Committee is expected to grill Barr about Special Counsel Mueller's report on possible cooperation between the Trump campaign and Russia after Barr recently sent Congress that four-page summary of Mueller's findings. Democrats want the full, unredacted report and all the supporting evidence. Tomorrow will be Secretary of Homeland Security Kirstjen Nielsen's final day on the job after President Trump announced her resignation on Sunday. Some say she was pushed to resign. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said yesterday,
"I had a chance to speak with Secretary Nielsen today. I wish her well. This mission down at the border is incredibly important."
He spoke on Fox News. Virginia beats Texas Tech in the men's college basketball championship last night. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
I'll tell you, some tough breaks for Texas Tech last night. Virginia survived the only number one seed against the number three seed, but they were able to pull it out in overtime. I'm sure the coaches are waking this morning and thinking of the ones that got away. But that's the nature of competition. The way it goes is you catch some breaks, and sometimes it's a matter of who just gets that that one break that can make the difference. If you think not, just ask the New Orleans Saints about that, right? 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Eddie Scarry is with us. Eddie is a commentary writer for the Washington Examiner. Eddie, how you doing?
Hey, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. And like you, I'm thrilled that I don't work for the Donald Trump administration. Gosh, this guy's brutal on his employees. I mean, it's just like if you got a call from him and say, "Hey, you're my guy. I want to hire you. I want you to come on the administration." That's one thing. But leaving is, boy, it's not even sweet sorrow.
Oh yeah, I've had a long, long motto that says stay as far away President Trump as you can. Do as much help as you can from a distance, but don't make any personal contact.
I mean, it's brutal. I mean, what Kirstjen Nielsen went through and experience in the last couple of years. And of course, anybody associated with Trump, I mean, you got the media pigpiling it. You know, the job's tough enough as it is. And you got a demanding boss. I mean, this guy is nonstop energy and he expects, he expects your A game 24/7. And, you know, I can appreciate and respect that. But man, you think about the load that these people have to deal with the media, and even to the point now, she's out of a job, and you've got these antitheticals that are out there saying, "Hey, don't you dare hire her." And I mean, you know, this is disgusting that our politics has come to this end, that somebody who comes in to serve the country, you know, to do the best that they can offer, over, and then all of a sudden you get people on the left maligning them and saying, look, if you, you know, if you dare even consider hiring them, we're going to do everything we can, you know, to ruin your Fortune 500 company.
Yeah, well, too bad for her, but guess who this is going to be really bad for is President Trump and his supporters in 2020, because no one that he picks to replace her is going to really be able to do any different of a job. They can go ahead, and I know they're talking about reinstating the family separations. I mean, fine. Do what you want to that you think is going to, you know, act as a deterrent. I think there actually is evidence that policy did act as a deterrent. But if he thinks that there's going to be some shutting down of really anything that works, nothing is going to work until he fixes the asylum loophole. That's out of the hands of whoever the secretary is of the Department of Homeland Security.
Right.
So pick anyone you want. Put your hand in a bag. Pick out five people. They're all going to do the exact same thing that she could. She did the best she could. I do think that there was some difference in the way they viewed things, maybe her heart wasn't completely in it. And, yes, in that case, you have to change the person out. But the next person who comes in, they can't do anything about that either, and that's how they're all coming here. When you read the numbers about the 100,000 people per month, it's all these groups of five families or so. You know, I went to the border back in January and I saw it. I saw how they
right.
come in. I saw a group of eight. And the group I saw was actually, it was a woman and her children. There was no older man
yes.
there. There was no, like, you know, 20-year-old man or anything. It was a woman and then a kid. One was looked like he was about as young as 2 years old. The oldest one was probably about 12 at the most. And that's the numbers you're looking at. So unless he gets in there with Congress and says, and I mean, and maybe it won't work. Maybe Democrats surely look like they don't care about this, but it's something he has to be talking about, and it has to be something that he shows some urgency about. Otherwise, I don't see this working out for him in 2020. I mean, what are people going to show up for?
Yeah, exactly. No, this is very frustrating because, as you said, this was his signature chant. We were going to build the wall. We were going to stop this. And of course, you know, Democrats they're not about to cooperate. I was talking with Dr. Paul Ken Gore just a moment ago, and he says, you know, we need to, you know, Trump's looking for that build the wall, you know, in this particular case, the Reagan-esque moment of take down this wall moment. Yes, he's got the economy and other things, but relevant to a wall here, you know, it hasn't happened. And as you pointed out, you know, and this is what I was concerned about in the first 2 years, I thought he relied on people like Paul Ryan that clearly were not on his side. I mean, they were antithetical to the cause here, and the lack of sense of urgency, and even the false promises made by conservatives to the president saying, hey, don't worry, we'll take care of it. We'll take care of Obamacare. Well, and he knows as the leader, he's the guy. He's responsible. The buck stops with him, and there's nobody else to blame here. But, hey, this is the war that exists right now in the body politic. The Democrats are not going to cooperate. All they do is bring more problems. There's no solutions to this dire situation. And you were there at the border, as you said, in January. And last time we talked, you said that the resources are just being overwhelmed.
Right. And there's three federal agencies working on this issue now, Department of Defense, Department of Homeland Security, and the Department of Health and Human Services scrambling to find money for beds, places where they can keep these people. That's money that should be given to people that are already here that need that. It shouldn't be going to give free health care to people from Guatemala. That's the thing. If you can't afford health care in the U.S., just become a Guatemalan because we give it to them for free.
Exactly. And then you got states saying, come here and we'll put you on the welfare rolls. We'll give you free medicine, free education. I mean, look at and of course, these are Democratic states that are doing this, Eddie. I mean, it's all, you know, the Democrats and Democratic states are not helping the cause. They're only exacerbating the problem all the more at the expense of the everyman, the forgotten man and woman, the 63 million people that voted for Donald Trump. So, you know, I go back, and one of the things that I maintained, you know, throughout my career in training salespeople and training other people in different positions, is one of the key components is you have a fair chance to win. Do you have a fair, and by that, I don't mean you're winning at somebody else's expense, is that the giftings and talents and the ability to be productive at the job that you've been assigned, do you have a fair shot at it? And to where at the end of the day, you can come out and say, hey, look, I've been successful. I think to your point, Secretary Nielsen didn't have a fair chance, and it doesn't matter under the current political atmosphere and what the Democrats are doing, unless the president can find a way to hold their feet to the fire and really, force them into negotiating and compromising and doing something, even though in the past they said they were going to do it. Barring that, it's a stranglehold here.
That's right. He looks like he's given up at this point. I know he talks about, he puts the tweets out sometimes, but this has to be about making Democrats uncomfortable enough to where they're willing to come and talk about this issue. You have to say, I'm going to write something in a little bit on this, but it has to be a deal. They're going to have to reach a deal on the asylum issue specifically, and that may mean that Republicans have to give up something. They may have to do something with DACA. He may have to even drop the wall, because this is, that doesn't matter so long as this is how people are coming in. The wall doesn't stop them. I went there where they have wall. The wall doesn't stop them because they're already on American soil before they see the wall. So
exactly.
It's up to making a deal with Democrats, and yes, it's going to take a little bit more urgency from the president, and tired of his supporters excusing him on every front. Well, it's Democrats' fault. It's Democrats' fault. Yes, they're to blame as well, but he's the one who was elected against all odds against solving this issue, and he hasn't done it.
Well, he's got the bully pulpit, and he's got to make it work. And, he's already putting pressure on Mexico and saying, look, he's going to force them to comply and not allow these Central American refugees to come through the entire, country of Mexico and storm the borders. So he's playing every card that he can possibly play. But as you say, at the end of the day, he is the president of the United States, not Nancy Pelosi. So he's got to figure out whatever he can do to hold their feet to the fire. And I agree with what you're saying.
Right, and I don't think he is playing every card he can. I don't hear him talking about the asylum issue. I hear him talking about the wall. We need a wall, and how Democrats aren't giving in, and I admire him for trying in some cases with the family separations. He caved on that. I admire him for trying with the government shutdown. He caved on that. But he has to keep going. This isn't a matter of, all right, well, I'm putting my hands up. I gave you guys the tax cut. I gave you the judges, and I tried repealing Obamacare. Failed on that, by the way. This isn't the end of the road for him, and he shouldn't look at it that way. And if he thinks that people they love him so much that the same thing is going to happen in 2016, I think he should really think about that again.
Well, all he has to do is remember what happened in the midterms. The reason that the Democrats were able to get in is because, to your point, they were holding him accountable, and he knows they should. This is Bill Martinez, and Eddie Scarry has been with us. Eddie, as always, appreciate the time. Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
Bankers and elites have scoffed at the prospect of cyber or cryptocurrency for decades. In spite of this, cryptocurrency has continued to grow and become a viable alternative to traditional banking and money. Now, surprise, those same elites are realizing they got it wrong and, like the housing bust, are starting to invest big time. And guess what? You got it. Cryptocurrency. As they say, follow the money. Many other independent and forward-thinking investors have seen and are realizing the cryptocurrency investment advantage. And here at BillMartinezLife.com, we're making it easy for you to educate yourself and find out how cryptocurrency can become a part of your future and how a small investment could turn into big returns for you and your family. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner ad, and get all the information you need to take advantage of this money paradigm shift. Remember when you could buy Amazon, Facebook, and Google for dollars? That was another paradigm shift. So don't miss out. Go to BillMartinezLive.com, click on the Crypto Profit banner.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Reminding us of what makes our country great. Bill Martinez, live.
Let me tell you, what makes this country great is we the people. And it is frustrating when you realize what we the people are being subjected to, all in the name of politics. Appreciate that politics is downstream of the culture, and there's no question, as we were talking with Eddie Scarry and with Dr. Paul Kengor earlier, the culture is a mess right now. In some cases, Samantha Mal, the Good News Girl, is going to be up in a moment, and you'll be encouraged to understand that not all is to hell in a handbasket. Now, I'm not one to, you know, throw the baby out with the bathwater. There's a lot of great things and great examples of you know, the quality people that are holding this country together. And I understand that sometimes you probably feel like, whoa, man, you know, this is like by a string, because everything is so insane. If you listen to the mainstream media and you hear, you know, the crazy stuff that's going on, whether it's the border, sex trafficking, infanticide, on and on, the stuff that's happening in our culture right now. But I have to believe that reasonable people, truth finding and pursuing people understand that this is exception, that this is more of an exception. And it really requires us to, you know, speak out against this because, again, as we realize in history, it's only a small percentage of people that create this kind of havoc. I mean, you know, you've heard me say before in World War II Germany, I mean, it was 10%. 9 out of 10 of the people, you know, they were reasonable in pursuing the truth and they were aghast with what was going on, but yet they let it happen. And I'm wondering here in America if we're going to find ourselves in the same position where this move, you know, initially they said, well, you know, they started talking about socialism and they thought, well, this will never happen. And then, you know, next thing you know, you're going, whoa, wait a minute. You've got presidential candidates out there, you know, talking like socialism is the answer to America's ills. Oh, yeah, right. I mean, like there's some proof along the way that you can look at and say, hey, it's working somewhere. But anyway. I digress, and it's time to talk with the Good News Girl, because we need a break here, Sam, let me tell you.
Let me come in and give you a break and tell you about some good news, yeah. And you get your mind off that,
yes,
that other stuff for just a moment.
Yes. Tell us about this Kansas woman who buys out a local Payless store and sends shoes to Nebraska flood victims.
You know, Payless has gone out of business, and they were having a major sale trying to, you know, just clear out their remaining items. And Addie Tritt, she's 25 years old, she decided she would do what she could to help. She said she's been really blessed in her life, and she saw these shoes and thought about people might need them. She originally didn't even think about who specifically she was going to donate them to, and ended up thinking about the Nebraska flood victims who she ended up giving them to. So
if you buy them, they'll come, right?
That's right. You know, because there are always people who need things like this.
Oh, sure.
And she says she's been so blessed in her life, and she ends up buying 4 pairs of shoes for about $1 a pair. They would retail for about $6,000 originally. So, her money just really went a long way, and she's been getting incredible coverage for it. And I think that was really not her point. She didn't mean to get on the news. That wasn't her plan. She just, people saw what she was doing and were amazed by it. And, I hope she just continues to spread that motivation that she had been receiving herself. You know, she said she was blessed. She spread it. And I hope that, the story spreads it even further where people are looking for ways they can help.
And you're exactly right, Sam. And she is too. I mean, you think about, what little it really takes to be such a big help to so many people. And here it is. I mean, this was a good deal for a Payless store. They're going out of business. They need to get rid of inventory. Hey, she goes in, buys them out, and, it's cents on the dollar, and pays it forward to people who could use a new pair of shoes. This is awesome. And, you know, how many other things in our country, like this, are available, but if we only think in traditional ways, as we're finding out, traditional ways aren't necessarily the answer, right?
Right. I mean, there's unique opportunities, I feel like, that present themselves all the time, and we don't necessarily see it that way. And I think seeing this story kind of gives you a different perspective. Maybe next time there's a store that unfortunately is having to shut its doors, you think, well, how much could I get there? It could go towards people who need it right now. And that might be a great thing for people to start doing, because it would help those stores and it would help the people that need those items, in those different stores, especially if it's like clothing or, shoes or anything that you might need replacing when there's a disaster. I think it's a great idea.
No. Well, bless her heart for doing that. This next story is about a 13-year-old boy who buys his struggling mom a car. A 13-year-old. Buys his mom a car? How'd he do this?
Can you believe this? So William Ravillo, he's 13, like you said. His mom is Kelly Preston. And he had actually been inspired by seeing stories like the ones we discussed on your show. He had seen different people buying their mom's cars. And his mom's single, and he just appreciates all she does. And he decided, you know what, maybe I could buy my mom a car. He does like yard work and different stuff to earn himself money. So he started looking online, and he found a lady on Facebook who was selling a 1999 Chevy Metro. And he contacted her, and he said, I will trade you my Xbox, and, I could do work for you, and would you be willing to do it? And at first she said no, but she reconsidered, and she decided, you know what, I'm going to let him do this. And he came home one day, and he said, Mom, you need to come with me. I bought you a car. And at first she's just like, I don't know what's happening. This cannot really... Yeah. Exactly. I think she was a little bit in shock about what's going on, but he really bought his mom a car. He traded in his Xbox. That's a big deal.
Well, yeah, exactly. Wow.
I mean, especially if your things are tight and your mom, your mom can't afford to give you these. I mean, an Xbox is something that's a big deal to them.
Of course.
Obviously his mom was much more valuable, just trying to do something kind for her. And I mean, she's obviously doing a great job raising this young man. I can't imagine, what kind of 13-year-old.
What a blessing all around, and we're reminded it's better to give than receive, but it's also good to receive.
Absolutely.
There's no doubt about it, especially for something like this as a mom. Oh, my gosh, that is just awesome. Another great story here. Brett Paisley, the country star, and his wife, Kimberly Williams Paisley, opening a free grocery store in Nashville. Wait, what's all this about?
That's right. So the grocery store will actually open up. It'll work like any other grocery store, except for no money will actually change hands. There will be fruits and vegetables, and it'll be a place for people to get the rest of their groceries. Brad Paisley even joked that the little rocking horse out front is free. But what he wanted to do was provide families the opportunity to get back on their feet. So the people will be referred there through social services. And they'll be able to go shopping there for a year while they're working to get back on their feet. And he just wanted parents especially to be able to, you know, show their kids that they're still making decisions, they're still making charges, just hold their heads up high and provide for their family. And, you know, a lot of Americans, they struggle with knowing where their next meal might come from. You know, even if you're not maybe starving.
Well, what is number? One in five.
Insecurity.
Yeah. To your point, one in five children, I think, is the latest statistic in the United States, goes to bed hungry every night. One in five. That's a heartbreak.
And that,
you know?
It is. And, you know, there's so many times where people, I mean, there's restaurants and different things, and we've discussed this before, where they have excess food, and because of different regulations and stuff, you're throwing it away. And it's not that there's not enough.
Let's not give it to the people who could use it. Yeah, let's not give it to the people who could use it. Let's go ahead and because of in the name of regulations, let's just go ahead and throw it away.
Right.
You know, there's just something way wrong about this. But, you know, congratulations to Brad Paisley and his wife for opening this free grocery store in Nashville. This is awesome to help people. And again, this is a hand up, not a hand out, that you're helping people who have run into tough times. Even though we may talk of the economy doing so much better, there's still some people, especially in the middle class, that have been clobbered. As one analyst put it, that we live in what they call an hourglass type of economy, where the people in the middle are being squeezed, which is the traditional middle class. And we saw this happen before. So, the Paisley stepping up like this is awesome. You've got some middle school boys. They stop a woman from jumping off a bridge. Wow.
Yes. Can you believe how scary, you know, and you know, you think about when people are getting to the point that they're thinking about taking their own lives, that's just a heartbreaking moment. And some middle school volleyball players in Fresno, they were on their way to practice. And they ended up seeing a woman that was dangling off a bridge, and they didn't even realize what was happening at first. You know, they're just kind of looking and they're like, you know, what's going on here? They kind of see her foot dangling. Then they realize that she's about to jump. And they said they just started shouting. You know, they grabbed their coach and tell him what's going on. And people ended up realizing this woman really it ended up being a 47-year-old woman who really was considering jumping. And they just start shouting, "Your life matters." And they just kept shouting and shouting it. And they've been credited with keeping her from jumping. And she actually,
these are teenage boys, right? These are young teenage
Absolutely,
boys
yep.
that have all
Little
come together boys. to give her a word of encouragement so that she wouldn't jump. Wow, that's
Isn't that amazing?
That is amazing. Speaking of food that goes unused, this final story to your point, Sam, is about cafeteria food that goes unused. It's being turned into take home meals for kids, right?
That's right. So Woodland Elementary teamed up with a school called, or with a nonprofit called Cultivate. It's a food rescue, which is a pilot program that provides students with repackaged meals. So what they do is they take leftover food from the schools that they have and, you know, food from other places, and they repackage it into these little microwavable trays that these students are able to take home with them over the weekend, so they are not missing a meal. They don't go hungry when they're not at school. And it's just a brilliant idea. And hopefully there'll be more programs like that around the country. Where food is not going to waste, you know, let those kids have it and make sure they're taken care of.
Yeah, why not? Now you know why she's the good news girl, ladies and gentlemen. You go to our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Go to Sam's Corner. All these stories and more are right there to encourage you in those moments that you think politics is blowing your skull up. Samantha Mills-Mal on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Sam.
There's a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776. Leading.